We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And the Bruins have forced a game seven that will be coming up on Wednesday night in Boston.
Dad would say, pop that clutch, Dale. Let's go.
Dale Arnold.
Yes, damn it. We are going to talk about the Bruins.
Rich Key.
It's going to be like a train coming at you.
I'm riding this train till the wheels fall off.
The building's going to be incredible.
Don't count on the crowd. Don't count on the refs. Don't make excuses. Just do it.
Dale and Keith.
I just touched the microphone in my mouth.
Been Let's worse. Think about who's been sitting over there.
Oh, you just kissed Mutt.
Oh. Mutt right there.
I'm going to throw up. That is awful.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith. Sports Radio WEEI cranked up for Game 7.
We are sneaking up on it now, Dale. Just over 7 hours away from Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final. Can you taste it?
It's getting pretty close.
Can you smell it?
Yeah, it's been pretty darn close so far.
Can you touch it? we're getting there.
Drop that.
Too much? Yeah, you don't want that.
So there's been this whole thing about Jim and Pam and, you know, who's rooting for which
Pam,
team. And
Pam, please, with Pam.
So now the boss has spoken. Steve Carell tweeted out just a photo of him wearing his Bruins hat.
See, less is more.
Sorry, Pam.
Yeah. Is he going to be on the first intermission or the second intermission?
I don't know if he'll even be in the building.
The
office
is loaded with Massachusetts people, too. I mean, because obviously
Krasinski,
BJ Novak, Mindy Kaling, and Steve Carell, all Massachusetts people. And then apparently Pam and Phyllis are from St. Louis.
Well,
I'll take the Boston fans. Thank you very much.
Well, Carell's tweeted out his photo of the hat. So,
but what celebrity are they going to get to, you know, because it's game seven. You're going to want to get some slappy.
They maybe get away from that.
Oh, actually, talk about the game, maybe?
Yeah,
maybe just let Patrick Sharp, you know, look handsome and talk about the game that he's seen for the first 20 minutes.
Though.
Yeah, he's good. I like Patrick Sharp. I've enjoyed his work so far in this postseason. Shime, you got the Conn Smythe odds? Because I feel like it's got to be so overwhelming in favor of Tuukka Rask. Because even if they lose, I feel like he's been the best player in the playoffs.
Tuukka
so what
Rask
do we got?
Is in fact the favorite at -145.
That is -145. I thought it would be like -350 at this point. So it's not as much of a slam dunk as I thought. Who's second?
Oddly enough, the next three people are Blues players.
Ryan O'Reilly?
No.
No. Jordan
Binnington?
Vladimir
Tarasenko.
Tarasenko?
+190.
What? I wouldn't bet on that.
But his stats throughout the playoffs, I was looking at that one, Shime told me, have been outstanding. This series, not as much.
No, I don't know if they're outstanding. What's your definition of outstanding?
Out and then standing.
So Tarasenko has 16 points in 25 games.
I think O'Reilly's been a better player for them than he has.
He 100% has.
O'Reilly is number three on the list at +600.
Ooh, see, I would get in on that. If you like a big bet, Rossi, you need the Blues to win, so root for the Blues and Ryan O'Reilly. If Ryan O'Reilly has a goal and they win, isn't he the Conn Smythe winner?
I've been reading things about, you know, Tuukka winning even...
Well, that's what I would vote for.
In the case of a loss, even if the Bruins were to lose tonight... He's been so, and again, the stress here is that it's not the Stanley Cup final MVP. Yeah. It's the 2 month playoff MVP.
But Ryan O'Reilly's almost a point per game guy throughout the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I feel like he has stepped up even more so in the Cup final. I feel like he's much better option than Tarasenko. And then is third Binnington for the Blues, Sean?
Yes, third would be Binnington at +650.
And I would guess fourth would be Marchand.
Marchand. How far does this thing go?
No, fourth is Patrice Bergeron at +900.
Okay.
Wow.
Marchand is fifth at +1250.
Jeez.
Where's Danton Heinen?
That's Ross's
a little bit higher.
He's in something called the field that you have to bet on. Sort of a catch-all there, Ross.
Bruins win 18-17. Danton Heinen has 18 points.
Yeah.
That would do it.
That would. And Tuukka would have to take all those goals. They never hook him. They're like, he's our guy. We're going with Tuukka. All the way to the bitter end.
He got us here.
They're like, he can't stand. Get him out of there.
Yaroslav Halak's over there going, hey.
Yeah. Guys, come on. Let me play. Yeah, Marchand's the only point-per-game guy on either team. 23 points.
Leading scorer in the playoffs.
Yeah, he should be higher on that list. But I think it doesn't really matter. I think it's Tuukka Rask.
I think because
regardless.
They're saying if the Bruins win, Rask is winning.
Yeah.
I mean, it's,
that makes sense.
You don't really have a choice. If the Bruins win, he's it.
No, that makes sense.
I know we've been talking, you know, obviously Stanley Cup final all day today so far, but we will give you the latest update. The Red Sox issued a statement on behalf of Tiffany Ortiz.
Okay.
Quote, David continues to recuperate today in the intensive care unit at Massachusetts General Hospital under the direction of treating trauma surgeon Dr. David King. Yesterday and this morning, David was able to sit up as well as take some steps. His condition is guarded. That doesn't sound good.
His condition is guarded,
and he will remain in the ICU for the coming days, but he is making good progress towards recovery.
Okay.
My family and I again want to thank everyone for their endless love and well wishes and still ask for privacy while David continues to heal.
So it doesn't seem like it's great.
Serious
news,
sounded
right?
better to me than guarded.
Yeah. So not out of the woods.
No.
By any means.
I mean, infection is their greatest fear right now.
Right.
You know, with the disruption to the internal organs, and it is their single greatest fear, but it's the first time I've seen the word guarded.
But the fact that he's here, you obviously feel a whole lot better about it than had he still been down in the Dominican Republic where there's a hit out on him and just the hospitals, and you factor all that in. So the fact that he made it here and he's undergoing, you know, treatment here, that is a good sign, but still scary. Like, still, I mean, the whole thing is scary, but just where he's at health-wise right now is still concerning.
And according to officials in the Dominican Republic, there has been an arrest for the second suspect. According to the AP, the spokeswoman for the National Prosecutor's Office said there's no public indication the man they arrested today is the suspected shooter and declined to provide further details. So, I mean, every report we get out of there just messes me up even more trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
They've now arrested two people,
mm-hmm.
but the official in the Dominican said there's no indication that the man they arrested today is the suspected shooter.
Yeah, so there's still more to this story. I mean, because there's a lot of different kind of rumors and ideas that got thrown out there right away, and you don't know how much of it is true, how much of it is not, but slowly trying to piece this thing together. Just
so
a wild story, though.
That's the up. I was listening this morning to Mutt and Callahan, and Wiggy was on. And Wiggy was convinced that somehow, some way, there was going to be some video made in David Ortiz's hospital room. And
what?
And that we're going to play the video at Center Ice tonight.
No, they're not doing that.
And
come on.
As Jerry said,
let's stop.
Forget about whether it's possible or not. It's not appropriate. You don't go ask him to even do it.
Let's just drop any conversation as it relates to Bruins, Banners, pregame with Ortiz. Just drop it. Enough of that.
He's in, as his wife said, guarded condition in ICU.
No.
I'd say it'd probably be a bit inappropriate to ask him to make some hype video for the Bruins game.
We're not doing that. Now, if somebody, whoever they happen to choose to wave the flag, if they're wearing a Ortiz jersey or shirt or whatever, that's one thing. But even that, it's not going to happen. And we've seen a bunch of the Bruins, you know, some of the players have reached out. Some of those that have met David Ortiz, they've reached out. That's all great and all. But these are very separate things. This is like a life-threatening situation going on versus a Game 7. Somebody else is going to wave the banner. Somebody else is going to get you hyped. You're going to play the game, and everybody's going to move on. They're not connected in any way.
I don't think it's Brady, based on the things that I've been reading.
Sounds like no.
It would sort of sound like your next best option may be a return of Gronk tonight.
Yeah, maybe Gronk.
What if they pulled out the guys from the office?
They could.
No, thank you.
They go, you don't want...
No, thank you.
You don't want Jim?
You don't want Steve Carell?
No.
You don't want BJ Novak?
Mark Wahlberg could get up there?
Unless Wahlburgers is on, then obviously he's
going to
be busy.
We'll get all three of the brothers, promote the show, and wave the flag.
That'd be pretty good. Donnie and Mark. And the other one.
Kevin?
Kevin, the big burger guy. Get them all out there. Yeah, it's going to be a letdown. It's like when Rey Mysterio was number 30 in the Royal Rumble, and you're like, hey, it's just Mysterio. Thought it was going to be somebody else. It's going to be either a repeat or somebody not as good, because it's not...
And you've already had Bobby Orr twice. Not the Bruins fans don't mind seeing Bobby Orr, but, you know, do you bring him back for a third time?
I think so. I think you do.
I mean, you've had Gronk once, but...
Yeah, I think you go back to Bobby Orr. That's what I would do. Because it's not really appropriate for Cam Neely to do it. He's kind of on the job. So they'll find somebody else to do it. Or they'll bring somebody back. Or they'll do like a group, Like, could it be like a handful? Like, bring back some of the guys, but have a bunch of them together. Maybe you end up doing that. Or just get Brett Hull to do it. That's what I would want.
He probably wouldn't know which team he was doing it for anyway.
Hey, just say, let's go Bruins. He's like, okay.
Okay, sure.
I was looking up Brett Hull stats the other day.
He was sort of good.
Because, you know, why not? I loved, and it's funny because, you know, the game has obviously changed and it's kind of gone up and down and then back up again as it relates to scoring. But do you know that 1991, how many goals do you think he scored in 1991 with the Blues?
50.
86 goals.
86.
He scored 86 goals in 1991. That was coming off of a 72-goal season, and then he followed that up with a 70-goal season. He scored 86 goals in 78 games. He didn't even play in every game.
He drank a beer for every single
yeah.
goal, too.
Oh, yeah, he did. So that's why he is a St. Louis Blues legend. Of course, they, you know, didn't win anything with the Blues.
No.
But hey, you know, but it wasn't his fault. Can't blame Brett Hull for that.
He was the famous, you know, toe in the crease.
Yes, he was.
Goal that.
Yes, he was.
Got everybody going.
Uh-huh. But hell of a career. Pretty crazy.
8:25 thereabouts will be face-off tonight at the Garden. I'm guessing, assuming no overtime, I'm just saying, assuming that it's a regulation game, they've generally finished right in the vicinity of 11 o'clock, somewhere in there, which means by 11:15, it could be bedlam on the streets outside of the Garden tonight.
I think it will be a little nuts. I think it's going to be a little nuts out there. Are you, Dale, are you ready for my seven-pack of Game 7 questions for you?
Wow.
Seven pack.
Oh, well,
you ready for this?
Oh, sure.
So hopefully you're sitting down.
All right.
There's seven questions for Game 7. Very, very fitting. So you can take, you can answer these as long-winded or as short-winded as you would like.
Okay.
Question number one, what needs to happen for a Bruins win? What needs to happen?
The first line scores a goal.
Yeah, you think so?
Yep.
You think they need to score, and whether that's on the power play or not?
Don't care.
So, yeah. I mean, the Brad Marchand stat alone is so silly. That
25-1 when he scores.
You feel great about that. On the flip side of that, question number two, what would need to happen for a Blues win?
If the Bruins get away from the way they normally play, like we've seen them do a couple of times, and instead of taking the puck to the net, they're passing back and forth and going for the extra pass and going for the extra, you know, pretty play. If that happens, they could have problems.
I think, too, Jordan Binnington, we've seen him look great and we've seen him look terrible. And so if he can take, he's had a couple of periods where he looked almost unstoppable, but then he had like a letdown later on. If he's somehow able to piece that together the whole time, then he's in pretty good shape. Question number three, on a scale of 1 to 10,
okay,
how confident are you in a Bruins win?
8.
Ooh, see, not, I think you've gained confidence throughout
the show. No, it's just my only hesitation, and I'll be honest, I've thought of this a lot over the last 48 hours. My only hesitation was that my guess is Vancouver fans, Vancouver media were really confident going into Game 7 in 2011. They were feeling really good about themselves. They were clearly the better team. They had home ice, all that stuff, and then things didn't end so well. So no, that's my only hesitation.
No, that's a pretty fair point. No, that's true. I'm more like a 6. It's like above half, but just the fact that St. Louis has won 2 games in Boston already, that kind of bothers me a little bit. All right, forget question number 4. Forget what the odds say.
Okay.
Besides Tuukka Rask, who do you think would win the Conn? Who should win the Conn Smythe? If there's a separate award for Tuukka and then somebody else, who's been the best player in the playoffs between these two teams?
Brad Marchand.
I think you might be right. He's had some games where you're left.
He's been
looking
invisible.
For him. Yeah, you're looking for the guy. But overall, they've played what 23 games. He's got 23 points, tied for the team lead in goals scored, second on the team in assists. He's a +4. I'd probably side with him because I feel like they've sort of taken turns. They've had a lot of different guys step up at times when it's mattered, whether it's Coyle, Corrali, Nordstrom even at certain times. This is one that we were asking. This is question number 6, I think. Will the refs be afraid to call penalties?
Afraid's too strong a term. Officials in every sport, when you get to a deciding game 7, don't want to be the deciding factor. And so there's a natural tendency to let the players decide things. And it's the same in the NBA.
Yeah.
Maybe not the NBA. Some of those officials want to be the deciding factor.
They really do.
Umpires.
Umpires,
you know,
last night.
Super Bowl officials.
These guys, yeah.
They don't want to be the story.
Yeah.
So these two referees, Chris Rooney and Gord Dwyer, don't want to be the deciding factor, but afraid to make a call. Rooney especially doesn't jump out at me as somebody afraid to make a call.
Now, and the last thing about the atmosphere at the Garden tonight, there have been some recent games between the Bruins and the Celtics that have been insane. There's been NBA Finals games there. There's been Stanley Cup Final games already. There's been huge games on the way there, whether it's conference championship games, whatever it is. We already talked about how the ticket is going to be the most expensive, but I don't know. I don't really trust the Garden meter there that they have at the Jumbo Screen. I don't know if that's the best way to put it in.
Might not be actually true.
But this has a chance. I mean, I think Chara being announced in Game 5 is probably one of the loudest that it's ever been.
Yep.
But there is a chance for tonight to sort of maintain that. I think this is going to be... There's already been a lot of really crazy moments at the Garden just this season. But this has a chance to go down as one of the all, especially like new Garden era, like the TD Garden.
Zdeno Chara!
Like, there's a chance this could really be one of those most, like, really unforgettable type of nights.
Here's my only concern about that.
Yeah.
With the unbelievably high ticket prices, really high. I fear that, you know, good, solid blue-collar fans are being priced out of the market.
That's actually a good point.
What you're going to have in the building is more white-collar, high-income, not as invested in the team fans.
Right.
And I worry that that does something to diminish the atmosphere.
Or do you say you got these blue-collar guys who put weeks of their paychecks on the line
and
for
their,
this.
And their kids' college educations.
Yes, so. And they are going to make it count. So they go,
I think it's
nah,
hard.
You're right. There's probably a chance that...
I mean, somebody who
give
spent...
Give your seats to the real
somebody
fans.
Somebody who bought a pair of tickets earlier today for, you know, $9,200 a ticket.
Yeah.
That's not a plumber from Charlestown,
no.
You know, who really wants to see his team win the cup at home.
But those guys are also sitting on the glass. If you really want the noise,
anyway,
it's the guys
up
top.
Not a good view, by the way. No. On the glass? No, thank you.
No. But he might be able to, you know, give somebody the bird. Somebody skates by.
Brett Hull does.
Tell him where to go. Are they flying Brett Hull in? That would really be the... They need that. They need a little something there going for you. But all right, so you're pretty confident. You're feeling pretty good.
My only hesitation at all is what they felt like in Vancouver when they thought they had the cup in their hands.
Yeah.
And the Bruins skated out of town with it.
Yeah. No, that's true. And was that a similar... obviously, Vancouver was the best team in the regular season that year.
Yep.
I'm trying to think if there was as much of a gap in between the two teams. Because, again, St. Louis is a real surprise participant in this. Like, when you saw the eight teams that qualified in the Western Conference, how many picks would you have needed to get to St. Louis? Five? Six?
All of them.
Yeah, maybe even eight. Like, depending on what it was. Like, I thought Nashville had a better chance. I thought San Jose had a better chance. I thought Winnipeg had a better chance. Calgary certainly had a better chance. So this was certainly a real surprise.
I think I'm as I said, I'm quietly confident. I'm trying not to be overconfident because I don't want to, you know, be gutted at the end of the whole thing. I think Bruins fans, as a general rule, feel pretty good about tonight. They feel like they're the better team. Well, we had the one Blues fan earlier who called who said that the Blues are clearly
a
better
team. Yeah, he likes Alex Steen still. So obviously he watches his team closely. Yeah, he watches his team super close.
I feel that they have the better team and they're on home ice for a reason.
All right.
And they skate the cup around on their own arena tonight. Mike's in Drake it. Hey, Mike.
Guys, how we doing?
Pretty good, Mike.
Oh my God, I am so pumped for a couple of reasons. Obviously, one for the game too. I'm in the beautiful state of Maine today.
Okay.
So listen. So Dale, you opened up with when they won the cup last time, they went to Prague and they won at Fenway and all that, right? So I'm going to go on.
I was wrong about
thing.
The Fenway part.
Yeah, that wasn't even right
but
about
the rest
that.
I got right. It was
a good idea.
I won't be with the number seven, though, I hope. I hope. Okay? So, seventh game, obviously.
Yeah.
It'll be the seventh Bruins Stanley Cup.
It would. If they win, it would be.
You're right. How about that?
Okay. The Stanley, seven letters in the name Stanley.
Stanley?
Oh, well, there you go.
Okay. Oh, it gets better. Okay.
Does it?
If you Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll see.
If you add the two numbers on David Ortiz's jersey number, it's number 7. So they got to do this. All right? Guys, enjoy.
Just
it's
wait.
All 7.
Just wait.
All right, Mike.
You know, I like them.
Great call today, Mike.
It's kind of a natural lead-in to what's coming next. Did you have any of those?
Yes, he stole all of mine.
Oh,
those
no.
were all in there. Every one of those.
The whole thing about 7 letters in Stanley.
7.
And
Stanley.
David Ortiz's jersey number.
T.
Oh, I got it.
Add it up. It's 7. It's like, well, yeah, it's also 7 for the Blues. So because Stanley has 7 letters and they're playing a game 7, is that advantage anybody?
Yes.
Okay. The David Ortiz one, though, I hadn't considered that.
Oh, we found one that wasn't on your list.
I hadn't considered that. That's pretty strong.
617-779-7937. We'll get right back to your calls. But the return of Keefe's keys.
Oh, long overdue.
The keys for a Game 7 Stanley Cup win tonight at the Garden.
Then I'll make my official prediction right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After.
I believe we'll be the 50-win team that we saw all year. We're not going to allow one game to define us.
McAvoy scores! They score! Save by Score!
The Boston Bruins have gotten to the Eastern Conference Final for the first time since 2013. Score! Tipped by Pastrnak!
It's always these three guys that step up in a big way.
Pastrnak to Bergeron, he scores!
You get to the end of the toothpaste, you can always squeeze a little bit more.
Score! Bergeron!
Is there anything left for this team to squeeze?
The Bruins have taken the Hurricanes' will to win.
After you have a poop sandwich, a little toothpaste goes a long way.
Tuukka Rask has a shutout. 4-0 the sweep by his team.
I want to say mirrored images, but pretty darn close. I look at the back end for both of these teams to be the difference in this series.
Pastrnak, he scores! He scores! Boom, boom,
Gunnarsson! Achari, he's hurt.
Oh, it went off his own stick, and it came up, and it got him right in the face.
On the bench, in his 21st season, from Tennessee, number 33, Zdeno Chara!
And you can bring out the Zamboni. The St. Louis Blues have won Game 5.
And the Bruins have forced a Game 7.
So Darren Millard, who is a fairly well-respected Canadian hockey broadcaster and sports commentator.
I'll play along.
He tweeted out 5 minutes ago, reports circulating that Tim Thomas is in town and will be waving the banner before Game 7 against the St. Louis Blues.
I love it. I love it! Thomas? Rossi, what are you talking? You don't like this?
I personally hate
Why
this.
Why not? What's your problem with Tim Thomas?
If it's true, I mean, this is one guy reporting
What's
it.
Your problem with Thomas?
I just think this is Rask's year. We're done with Thomas. We've moved on.
I will say, I wonder what Tuukka would think of that.
Probably great.
For the first time in my life, I'm agreeing with Jason Rossi.
Yeah, how does that make you feel? Like sick to your stomach.
Shower.
Yeah, get out of here. Why not? The last time they won the Cup, who was the best player for
And where has he been the last 8 years?
Who cares?
In a bunker.
Yeah, fine. Safe. He's not going to want to be here. There's way too many people here. What the hell is he doing here?
Do you have a tank for me to get there?
That's a good one. If you weren't going to recycle somebody and it wasn't going to be Tom Brady, Tim Thomas... Who cares whatever you think about him as a non-hockey player? As a hockey player, the guy was a huge part of you winning the last cup. Do you think Tuukka hates Tim Thomas? What does he care anymore?
No, I just think it's one of those things he could out... Like, everyone's going to...
He's going to outshine him? No,
yes, immediately
not.
The comparisons
no,
are going to start.
Not.
Just well, from a media standpoint.
Well, the comparisons are going to be nonstop anyway. That's sort of how it goes. As soon as he wins, people are going to be debating it, starting, you know, as soon as it's over. Tuukka Rask, I think, has had a better run. Thomas has a great case to himself. But why not bring him back? Dale, do you like this?
I questioned whether he would ever come back, and I don't know if Darren Millard's report is correct or not.
I believe Darren Millard.
But you didn't even know who he was.
No, I never heard of him. He sounds trustworthy, though.
I like him a lot. I like his stuff.
I love him. Do you like this move?
I don't know if I do or not.
Okay. That sounds like not really a stance.
What I wanted was Brady, obviously.
Yes.
That doesn't seem to be an option.
Right.
What I thought was second choice was David Ortiz. That possibility went out the window a couple of nights ago.
Yep.
Who's left? I guess as the third option.
Tim Thomas.
It would probably crank people up.
I think it would. I think people would be fired up to see him.
He's a bit of a polarizing figure.
He's an odd duck.
I mean, you know, Bobby Orr standing down there, ain't nobody not loving every moment of Bobby Orr. Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah.
This guy is a guy who, you know, when they won the cup,
yeah,
I thought he'd never have to buy a meal or a drink in this town again.
If he ever was in the town again.
And then the resulting White House visit and the fallout from that, he alienated some folks.
Yeah, it was bizarre. But I wonder what, does he have any relationship at all with Chara, Bergeron, Marchand, Krejci?
He didn't have a relationship with them when he played here.
Yeah. But to the fans, I think it's pretty sweet. I think it's good. Shime hates it, too. Am I the only one who likes it?
Yeah, I think you're a little...
How are you feeling about yourself now?
Well, if it's you three I'm arguing against, I feel fine. That's no problem on my end. I think... What, do you think people are going to boo him or something?
No, I think it has nothing to do with that. I just don't think he's like
a lifelong
Bruin. I don't think this is like...
He was the Conn Smythe winner they won it. So was Rich Peverly a lifelong Bruin? They brought him back to wave the banner?
He should have been a part of that. That was a time to celebrate that team.
Well,
and he didn't show up for that, so now we're going to... What?
I think they'd
last time there was a game seven...
The whole team tonight.
The whole team?
Yeah. From 2011.
Well, they did the thing where they had like eight members of the 2011 team.
And now Thomas.
And by the way, he wasn't one of them.
I say, last time there was a game seven in the cup final for the Bruins, who was pretty good in that game? I'm trying to think. Oh, Thomas was great in that game.
He just won't get the pop that a lot of other people
You don't
people
think
would.
Tim Thomas is going to get a pop at the Garden? I bet the place goes crazy.
I disagree with Shime on that. It's going to be huge. I just don't like the idea of it.
This guy disappeared. They thought this guy doesn't even exist anymore. And now he comes back? They're going to go crazy for him. I think it's going to be a...
If it's true, I'll be curious. I'll be in the building. I'll be curious. Now, NBC doesn't always show it.
Listen, if Dylan Millard's going to say it, then I'm going to believe him.
It's Darren.
Darren. Okay. Darren, my guy. If he says it, then I believe him. He wouldn't lie.
Can't go with a better authority than that. A guy whose name you don't know.
If Devin Millard is all over this, then how could you not? How could
you
possibly suggest otherwise? That's going to be cool. I like it. You guys are all sticks in the mud. It's game seven. Let's not get all
well, speaking
hot bothered
of game
about a bunker.
Seven.
Oh, boy.
You know what it's time for?
I do.
Well, okay, then.
Rich Keefe. What is going to be a couple of keys?
And now, Dale and Keefe presents.
What are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keefe's keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keefe's keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keefe's keys.
It's Keefe's keys.
Keefe, I think I'm going to quit my NASA job if this ever happens again.
Oh, look at that. We are ready to go, Dale. Keefe's keys, the return
there
of.
There you go.
We've been getting so many letters in the mail. Where have the keys gone?
Do people send
like
letters
Tim
in
Thomas.
The mail anymore?
They're back, baby!
Okay.
Here we go. Tuukka Rask, the goalie for the Boston Bruins, is 3-2 career in game sevens.
Right.
It's a winning record.
It's a winning record.
Okay.
We'll take it.
His save percentage has been below 90 in four out of the five of those games.
I don't love that.
Oh, no. Yeah, they're not all positive keys, Dale.
Well, I'd feel better if they were.
On this day in 1880, John Lee Richmond pitches the first ever Major League perfect game.
What?
Let me finish.
Oh, well.
They call the top line for the Bruins the perfection
line. No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. They do call them that. Zdeno Chara has played in the most game sevens in NHL history.
All right.
On this date in 1792, the city of Vancouver was discovered. Vancouver! The last time they won the cup, they beat... Dale, I'll let you finish it.
Okay, thank
I'll
you,
let
Bruce.
Dale, I'll let
1792.
Dale,
yes.
It's the sound of Keefe's keys.
That's right. We've never had a key go that far back in time.
We are digging deep into some of these.
Okay.
That is for sure. St. Louis, formerly known as the largest shoe manufacturing center in the world, but they are no longer.
No.
They are no longer.
Lewiston, Maine. That's I just made that up.
Maine.
I thought it was.
Pam Beasley is a noted St. Louis Blues fan.
Yeah.
She failed out of art school.
That's true. It didn't seem to hurt her career.
Don Draper, also a very popular blues fan, he at one time made ads for a cigarette company.
What?
Cigarette company.
That's bad. Didn't age well.
Did not. The Bruins mascot is a black bear named Blades. The Blues mascot, also a bear, a blue polar bear, which doesn't exist. Its name is Louie.
No, we're not going with that. St. Louis, Louie.
I understand. They didn't go too far afield there. Now, this is really important. The battle of the official team songs for both of these,
both of these teams.
St. Louis Blues, like this one. Okay, you get the idea.
Yeah.
The Boston Bruins, meanwhile.
That is not a thing.
Yes, they love it.
You know, at the Garden, it's John Bon Jovi that gets the crowd singing in the third period.
That may be true. The Gateway Arch in St. Louis is the world's largest arch.
I've been up in it. I didn't realize it was the world's largest arch.
Yeah. What does that get you?
Okay.
I thought McDonald's was the largest arch.
Are these Rossi's keys? I don't think they're Rossi's keys.
I don't believe your name was on the intro.
I was trying to remember what it was. It's not Rossi's keys. The Bruins, Dale, are 3-1 this cup final when they score a power play goal.
Wow. Thank goodness.
Oh, hang on to that one. The first steamboat arrived in 1817.
Steamboat?
By the 1850s, 5,000 steamboats would travel through St. Louis.
Okay. The first steamboat.
Yeah.
That's great.
Hotels in St. Louis were the first to offer its guests a chocolate on their pillow.
Huh?
Do you like that? When you get a chocolate on your pillow?
How the hell did you come up with that?
At the St. Louis World's Fair in 1904, Richard Bletchton served tea with ice, inventing iced tea.
Bletchton?
Bletchton.
Okay.
Bletchton.
Okay.
St. Louis has the only museum in the world that's gone completely to the dogs. The American Kennel Club Museum of the Dog is dedicated to fine art depicting canine companions throughout history.
I kind of like the dog museum part.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Artist Bob Castsilly created the City Museum in 1997.
Now.
Housed in the former International Shoe Company building, the museum is a giant playground / jungle gym made from salvaged architecture and industrial objects.
That was awful.
On this day in 1922.
Oh, we're moving up.
Want to hear that one? St. Louis gets a record 10 hits in a row. They beat the Phillies 14-8.
Really?
Known?
Are we that far down the list of keys?
St. Louis is known, Dale, to consume more barbecue sauce per capita than any other American city. And lastly, in the great words of our very own Mayor Marty Walsh.
Oh.
Regardless of what happens tonight after the game, they're certainly champions in our eyes, and they're a great hockey team. So congratulations to the Bruins.
The Bruins have already won.
No, we're not.
They are champions in our eyes.
No.
No matter the outcome.
There will be no parade.
They could lose 10-0. They are the champions.
They could be Thailand.
Don't even play the game.
No.
Well said, Marty.
There will be no parade if they lose. There will be no rings if they lose.
Well, they've won enough.
There will be no celebration if they lose.
Oh, also, Dale, this might blow your socks off. I hope you're not wearing any socks. The single season assist record for the St. Louis Blues is actually Bruins great Adam Oates.
It
had
is.
90 assists in the same season
second
that Brett Hull
place,
had 86 goals.
Second place was Wayne Gretzky, and he only played 16 games there. So.
Well, yeah, Adam Oates.
Adam Oates. Okay.
It's the sound of Keith's keys. So you add it all up, Dale. 4-2 Bruins. They get an empty netter at the end, 4-2 Bruins. They cover the spread.
Alex Cora, speaking to the media a few minutes ago.
He said 4-2
said
as well?
4-1 Bruins.
Ooh, I like the confidence there,
that
Skip.
That was his prediction
pretty
for
good,
tonight's
Skip.
Tilt.
Add them all up.
I would like to not have it be a one-goal game, go into overtime.
Overtime. I don't think I can handle an overtime.
I don't think any of us could.
I don't think
How many craft beers would you have to down to get through an overtime in a game 7?
7?
8?
7. It's game 7.
Dale. I mean, like whatever number.
No, the beers are tall, though.
What else you got beers. Coming up next? Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes I like to share texts that we get.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Text says, I think Rich Keith...
That's Keith.
Well, I think Rich Keith is adorable.
Thank you.
And his wife is a lucky woman.
She is.
He is so freaking funny.
Well, you know what it could be? So I was doing an event this past weekend, Dale. I'm a man of the people, and I was out there with the people,
out there,
and they came out.
Seeing folks.
Yeah, a chance to win Red Sox
shaking
tickets,
hands, kissing babies.
This woman came in.
Uh-huh.
Very nice woman. Her name was Linda. She came in and said, Rich, I think you're hysterical.
Wow.
She stopped me and she says, you make me laugh every day. She's like, the people I work with, they all think I'm nuts because they listen to sports radio every day. She goes, I think you're hysterical.
Linda.
She then stopped and I'm like, oh, well, that's really kind. She goes, what are you, like a stand-up comedian or something?
Yes.
That's what she said to
very
me.
Very much so.
I'd never once given her a compliment.
Say, and then she stopped and said, I hate Dale, by the way.
She did not say that.
No.
She didn't say a word about you, actually.
Well,
she was really, really more excited to meet me and talk to me.
Who wouldn't be?
But shout out to Linda. I know she's listening. She listens all the time. That was very kind. It sounds
very
like
nice.
Maybe she texted that
Dale,
in as well.
Did you know Keith would love to be a stand-up comedian, but he actually prefers sitting?
Oh, Shime. Yeah. You could open for me with that. That's good stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we told you that...
let's not hijack the show, Shime.
What else you got?
Over at Fenway Park, even as we speak on the scoreboard, the giant Green Monster scoreboard, are the words, we want the cup.
Oh, nice.
There were reports last night, Dave O'Brien on Nesson said that the Red Sox players were trying to get a suite at the Garden for Game 7 tonight. I don't know if that's been successful or not. Alex Cora, meeting with the media a little while ago, talked about the Bruins tonight as well.
Different. And after experiencing that, we're all really pulling for the Bruins, and we want them to bring it back here to be able to celebrate like that again.
Bruins by, 4-1.
Lock it in.
4-1.
I'm saying 4-2. What do you got?
It's probably going to be like 3-2, and it's going to be
just pulling your hair out.
Nail pulling time.
Uh-huh.
You guys sound as confident as Alex Cora.
Bruins by, 4-1.
I'm saying 4-2. Dale's saying 3-2. Rossi?
I'm going to say 6-2.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
Wow. Look at you.
6-2. All right, so Shime?
4-1.
4-1.
It's already been taken, Shine, but that's fine.
Bruins by, 4-1.
That's fine.
I don't know.
That's
twist my arm.
Okay.
All right. What else you got?
What else you got?
I'll tell you what else I got. I don't know why they were dragging their feet so long, but finally we know who is going to be on this season of Hard Knocks on HBO. It is the only option that was
really,
there.
It was the one that made the most sense.
The Oakland Raiders, or wherever the Raiders are playing. The Raiders.
The Raiders. They have training camp in Napa.
Really?
I saw the little video they put out, and their training camp is in Napa, where I will be in a few weeks.
Pretty good.
I'll be looking for their campsite.
Between Mark Davis, John Gruden, Mike Mayock, that's just like their front office situation, their head coach and everything. That's that. And then you have Antonio Brown.
Call me, Mr. Big Chest. If your team got guaranteed money, tell them call me. AB can't do no more unguarantees. Big Chest for now.
Just follow him around. Just follow him around. Oh, by the way,
one single camera. That's all you need.
You also have Richie Incognito now. You have Vontaze Burfict. Just follow those guys around. That is going to be amazing. You wish they could just do that all season long. Like, it's going to be sad that they have to end at the end of preseason. But Oakland Raiders, I believe the first episode is August 6th. So just a couple of short months away. And we're going to be watching the Raiders preseason unfold. Can't wait.
I will give you one other brief football note because we were kind of wondering about this.
All right.
This just came from Pro Football Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Sony Michel was not at mandatory minicamp last week.
What happened?
Apparently we now know why. Jeff Howe of The Athletic reports Sony Michel had arthroscopic surgery on his knee.
I don't like that.
The expectation is he'll be ready for training camp this summer, but he has, as you know, surgery. Had a history of knee issues.
Hey, Dale.
Yeah.
Fourier's really upset with you because he had this breaking news about 4 hours ago. He's going to come on at 2 o'clock. He's going to tell everybody that he had it first.
He might have more at 2. You never
he
know.
He will have more you at 2. He just know. Said he will have more at 2 and don't move that dial.
Ask, I
don't
want to draft Fourier if he's still locked in that Grizzlick's ready to return,
oh,
too.
Dale,
he has
on.
More information on that at 2.
Too soon.
He won't speak because we don't beg him to speak, I guess.
Okay. Oh, we
too
don't
soon.
Beg. All right.
Come on.
We got to get out of here. You guys enjoy
oh,
the...
No!
Yeah. Enjoy
good
this
luck tonight, Dale.
Tonight. Oh. What kind of shape will I be in when I join you guys
not
tomorrow?
Good.
Oh,
not good.
I'm hoping it'll be awful. Goodbye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.